Chapter 8, A Whole New World. Coinciding with NIB's 50th anniversary celebration in 1988, the General Services Administration, a major customer of NIB-associated agencies, implemented industrial funding to reduce costs and financially support its large distribution functions of products to federal and military agencies. It had an immediate impact on employment and sales at NIB-associated agencies. Although JWOD was a mandatory source program, there was a growing concern that additional changes in government procurement were creating an environment where skillcraft products could be bypassed for, quote, essentially the same, unquote, products produced by other organizations, thus impacting sales and employment in NIB-associated agencies. As one associated agency executive aptly conveyed the feelings of his colleagues, quote, I used to go to the mailbox to pick up my product orders. Now I have to be concerned about marketing, packaging, and advertising my products to sustain jobs for our employees. Unquote. To respond to these common concerns among agency executives, NIB directed resources for the development of a government marketing program to increase sales, open new markets, and minimize the effect of the new industrial funding system implemented by GSA. For the first time in its history, NIB developed a four-color catalog in 1989 to promote products and services available from NIB-associated agencies. It installed a toll-free number with a trained customer service representative to answer customers' questions and promote communication between NIB and GSA customers. NIB staff increased participation in government trade shows, placed articles in government publications, developed a procurement video, and compiled a sales database to identify product movement and research government buying patterns. Multiple Award Schedule. In 1993, Vice President Gore's National Performance Review, NPR, set out to create a government that, quote, works better, costs less, and gets results Americans care about, unquote. The NPR led an effort that evolved into a broad-based endeavor to move bureaucracy away from complacency and entitlement toward initiative and empowerment. Within a few years, GSA released a Multiple Award Schedule, MAS, for office products. The contract included the 48 contiguous states and required 24-hour desktop delivery and identified delivery, payment items, shipping methods, and minimum order quantities. While the solicitation supported the JWOD program in that no commercially similar items would be allowed, it stated that delivery and shipment would be 30 days after receipt of order, payment would be net 20 days, shipments made FOB origin, and pricing updated quarterly. NIB developed a central order processing system and selected a contractor. Product descriptions and artwork were refined for use in the distributors' catalogs and staff reviewed distribution catalogs for similar items. GSA awarded the contract to distributors, including Boise Cascade, Office Depot, and Staples, which marked up Skillcraft products very competitively with GSA. NIB received its first MAS orders, and the associated agencies responded by successfully shipping products. Early on, the MAS became an important distribution channel for Skillcraft products, with JWOD sales growing from $421,000 with 8% of the market in 1997 to $9.7 million, comprising 15% of the market by 2000. Prior to these changes in the government's procurement practices, NIB-associated agencies would receive a contract from the federal government for various products at intermittent intervals and had 60 days to manufacture them. The products were shipped to a GSA depot, and GSA paid associated agencies, even if the product sat in a warehouse for long periods of time. With the MAS, associated agencies adapted to ship product to MAS distributors in 30 days. These distributors marketed products to the federal government agencies, which required next-day desktop delivery of office products to customers. It required associated agencies to streamline production planning and inventory management systems. More procurement changes. In the past, NIB-associated agencies also shipped products such as surgical masks and medical supplies for hospitals within the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, system directly to VA depots. With these depots closing, personnel at VA hospitals could only buy products through certain prime vendors. It required NIB to convince the prime vendors to carry Skillcraft products and to encourage the purchasing agents at the VA hospitals to ask for Skillcraft products when they contact their prime vendors. And with 172 VA hospitals around the country, NIB enlisted the support of its associated agencies to call on government customers in the area. The military resale program also underwent changes during this time, with tough price competition on traditional products such as mops, brooms, and kitchen gadgets. NIB made changes to consolidate complex administrative, billing, and distribution procedures to provide a better edge for Skillcraft products in a competitive, commercial-like market. All of these changes, moving from centralized to decentralized procurement and launching entrepreneurial initiatives, resulted in a less controllable federal procurement system. The traditional government product specifications underwent a dramatic evolution to adopt commercial descriptions. Government employees were empowered as buyers rather than procurement personnel. The disappearance of centralized procurement practices with a specialized workforce of procurement personnel was a concern because procurement personnel had extensive training in government procurement practices and knew the mandatory requirements of the JWOD program. To complicate matters more, purchase orders were eliminated in favor of issuing hundreds of thousands of credit cards to government employees. NIB increased its marketing staff to lead a concerted effort to participate in government credit card training as a means of educating and reaching out to these newly, quote-unquote, empowered employees. Many buyer-seller partnerships evolved, as opposed to the arm's-length relationships of yesteryear, and negotiations became very price-focused, rather than considering the manufacturing cost of a product. Changes in distribution practices involved direct vendor delivery and vendor-managed inventory, rather than centralized inventory management and government stocking systems. Government warehousing was being outsourced to third parties, and base supply stores were being managed by the private sector. The Department of Defense followed with similar changes in procurement practices, requiring, among other changes, that purchases less than a $2,500 micro-purchase level were to be made with the government credit card, with very few exceptions. Along the way, there was also tremendous cooperation from GSA to support the Ability One program. GSA Global Supply, one of the largest channels for the sale of Skillcraft and other Ability One products, released a quote-unquote JWOD Essentials catalog in 2003 to further promote these products to its customers. The GSA MAS program became one of the fastest-growing distribution channels for Skillcraft products. By 2003, there were more than 200 small business and other commercial vendors authorized to sell Skillcraft products to federal customers who leveraged the GSA schedule for their procurement needs. Today, the GSA schedule is the Ability One program's largest distribution channel partner, selling more than $140 million annually in products manufactured by NIB-associated agencies. NIB worked closely with its associated agencies to build marketing, logistics, and distribution capabilities, as well as an information technology infrastructure for electronic commerce. Innovation in these areas to deal with the new world of government procurement led to even more diverse career opportunities for people who are blind.